November 4th.
Yep. We're going back in time, people. Yeah.
It's Bob.
It's Max.
Hi, Aaron.
We're off to F&M. Actually, we're going to pay my mortgage, but we're off to F&M on a roundabout way.
We'll get there eventually, but prepare for a little bit longer of a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Extremely longer. And it's not going to be like a 400 megabyte one either, right, Max?
I will try. Because I finally... Well, the one that Chewy had... sent back went from 195
to 25
to literally down to 25. So I'm like, all right, well, not too bad.
Did you figure out how to change the kilobits and all that? I'm guessing that.
Yeah, I figured out how to do it. It's actually in the conversion software. Not in the.
Did you ever tell anybody about equalizing music between cuts?
The equalizing the music was just in combination with the fact I lower our actual cast.
Okay.
So I just made the difference between them a lot less.
Okay.
So people don't.
We did have I wasn't even paying attention, and I apologize. On the MTG Cast Network, people can comment about the podcasts.
Yeah.
I wasn't even paying attention to that.
Yeah.
We've actually had like 6 or 7 people say, we want to hear more about toxic communities.
Oh, cool. Wow.
Yeah. I was completely caught off guard because I was hoping that they would tweet email, make it easier.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we actually did have some good feedback about the toxic environments.
Well, should I bring up the MGG cast to get some comments?
I don't know how to get to it unless I'm signed in for the comments.
Well, I can probably just see them from being a viewer.
Well, that's the thing. I approved one, and it didn't actually show up. Only my comment to them showed up.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I really don't know what else to talk about because we've already said our say about it.
Yeah.
Nobody else, I mean, that's why I was hoping people would tweet us or email us saying, hey, this is what was toxic in my community, this is how we changed it. Jeez, I forgot how fast I can go on this road without having to worry. I mean, Max?
What? Oh, yeah?
I used to take this at like 100 in my Integra.
I bet.
Like, all the way up to this corner, I'd be doing 60. And you'll see why I say about 60.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a turn. Well, thanks. You finally moved the opening song crap into the end of the thing.
Yeah, that's what she told me to do.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I was making the joke then. I don't see any comments on this. Email, website, no comments, and no comments.
And I'm pretty sure I'm not going to build just Ruhan for Heads Up EDH.
Okay.
I kind of want to build Idris Maelstrom Wielder.
Explain.
The blue, red, white, black 4-color commander that when he hits somebody, your spells get cascade for the rest of the turn.
Oh, I know where we are. I did 90 with the WX around turn.
Yeah.
This is where we took the WX, and I was doing 90 between each turn.
This is Daisy.
Is that the guy that you told me to run for a commander?
I said he would be a really good one, yeah. But I want to run him in heads up and give him, like, double strike.
Oh.
All your spells for second main phase have double cascade.
Oh, God. I can see where you got broken with that.
Put it on Maelstrom Wander himself, and you get 4 cascades. How broken would that be?
Yeah, I finally got a Restoration Angel for Marath.
What do you need a Restoration Angel for?
Kiki Jiki.
Oh, my God.
You know... Shut up.
Why don't just go play Modern? But no, so... And then in the Toxic Factory, like, we could tell more about Lake Geneva, but we really don't... We're never really at other stores long enough to see what how...
Yeah, and that's why I was hoping people would write with their interactions with the Toxic community and how they changed it or if they changed it.
I mean, have you ever met a toxic player? We can go with that one.
Toxic player? Well, but that also gets into a fact of personal opinion, and while there's a lot of easy toxicity in the community.
Oh, yeah. Aaron, you have an idea of a toxic person, and could you shut off your phone?
Or at least turn it to vibrate.
Yeah, I know. We're jerks.
I know. I don't know why I hang out with you guys. Not really. God damn it, jeez. There we go.
Any idea of a toxic player in the Magic community, Aaron?
Magic community?
Yeah, that's in regards to the Magic.
Or Force of Will, since it's just a kind of suitable, considerable card game.
Yeah, card game.
Yeah.
Well, Bob, you don't think you know him. Carl, kind of.
Carl Melby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know him.
Not too much, but, like, he kind of gets there a little bit because of the whole... I don't like it when, in the Force of Will, I don't like it when, like, people go and build, like, the meta decks. Like, everybody's running it, like, it's, oh, I got the top deck. Nah, build your own.
I mean, that could be considered a toxic person, but that also is a mentality of Magic called Spike.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that's why it's like, he's not there, but it's like, no.
What I mean in regards to a toxic player is, like, Floyd.
I can see that one.
He shows up every week to FNM, complains the whole time because he can't get draft signals from new players, and then berates everybody he plays against that isn't in a specific build in the draft style. That's what made me stop going to FNM there. Was I couldn't go and just draft for fun and have a good time going 0-3. No, I had to go there and draft like it was the top 8 of a pro tour.
He was basically being an overcommitted Spike.
Yeah. He was that such a heavy Spike that he became toxic and drove me away. Like, another one, I guess you could be, was Anthony. Little Anthony?
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, he was
Anthony?
Skinny Anthony?
Yeah.
Years ago, he was that little toxic player of... Whatever deck he saw doing good, he had to build it right then and there, and he would do everything in his power to build it. Then the next week, same thing would be all over. The deck would be garbage, and go to another one. He's gotten much better about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I could probably consider myself a bit toxic with all the times in which I like making people rant when they get up and... Well, I like making people tilt sometimes.
Well, but that's tilting. That's not being forcing somebody to be toxic. And also the thing is, a toxic player won't admit to their wrongs.
Yeah.
Like, Floyd doesn't see anything wrong of showing up to FNM with seven other new players and just completely crushing them, berating them the whole time. He goes, oh, well, that's how it goes. No, that's not how you're going to get people to show up.
Yeah.
That's going to force people away from the store. And that's why LG barely gets 5 to 6, maybe 8 people for a draft, unless it's the first couple of weeks of a format.
Mm-hmm.
Like the week that I missed going down with you and Nick.
Yeah.
They had 6.
Yeah. But.
Sure, I'm behind the only BMW driver that actually goes slower than the speed limits.
I have a BMW. I have money.
It is a Z3, so it is kind of slow.
I mean, then the secondary question that we can go into is, like, so if you consider yourself a toxic player, what can you do to help prevent yourself from being toxic to others?
I mean, I guess the first step is acknowledging it. Admitting that there's something wrong.
It's good as well, too. People can have that toxic player, and that toxic player can not even realize they're being toxic if you're just running away from them. Or accepting the fact that they... do that type of thing. So until they know they're actually doing something wrong there.
Yeah. I mean, for a while, I considered myself a toxic player. Until I got out of a toxic environment.
Yeah.
When I stopped going to LG, I realized it wasn't me. It was other people. The owner. The people who were in the store.
So yeah, that's where it gets kind of hard to talk about toxic communities.
I mean, a lot of us have, I mean, the three of us have just gone pretty much to the same store since we've started playing.
Yeah.
I've been the only one who's gone out to other stores once or twice here and there.
But at the same time, every time we've gone,
it's been fine. But
yeah.
That's also because you get to see the surface.
Yeah.
So.
We only go, like, the couple of times.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the only other store that I think we might be able to really talk about is Extreme Games in Lindenhurst. It's a pretty good shop. You should check it out.
Yeah.
But,
they support everything.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many times I've looked to say, oh, you guys want to fire off Legacy? All right, get 8 and we'll fire.
Yeah, and even...
Or you want to fire off a cube? Here we go. Let's fire off with 8.
And even now, right now, as anyone that's been listening to our podcast, we haven't actually fired... We used to do F&M Legacy constantly, but then when we started the podcast, it kind of dwindled out.
Yeah.
Because of interactions between
the owner and a customer. But they both admitted they've been in the wrong, and they just haven't had the time to meet up. Granted, the customer is pretty much taking a break from Magic because he's so bored with it, which isn't surprising as attendance everywhere is down. Because people are hating or disliking this new standard. I mean, Magic Wizards has gone back to the old yearly rotation, but now it's going to be 2 whole blocks that rotate out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that's going to feel. I think that Wizards kind of has burned bridge A with new players and the 6-month rotation. And B, it's burned a lot of bridges with the collectors of adding the 5th rarity in the Expedition / Masterpieces.
I think before we get on a tangent between what Wizards has done in the recent news that people have already heard about, but it's just what was I going into now? I was trying to get you got me on it. You went on a tangent. Now I got lost.
I started to go on a tangent about how Standard was a lot of players are not.
Yeah, but before that. Well, oh yeah, no, I was going into the fact of how even though Legacy hasn't been firing, they're still supporting it.
Oh yeah, they'll say get 8 and they'll fire at any time.
Yeah.
And we fired a big money Saturday, third Saturday of every month, with 6. And, I mean, I had a great time losing there.
The only person I lost to was his death in Texas. But, so no, all right, since we now can go on that tangent of what Wizards has done in the recent week.
I mean, people are being dissuaded because Wizards is just being money hungry. I'll say it flat out. Easy.
Oh, yeah.
They want everybody's money, and they're not willing to go back on their word. I think the Expedition / Masterpieces was cute in Battle for Zendikar because it was a throwback to the Zendikar treasures. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't play during original Zendikar?
Nah, I think I bought like a fat pack and maybe a couple packs here and there, but that was about it.
Because in the original Zendikar, Wizards threw old cards in randomly. Like the Power 9, the Dual Lands, a lot of the cards that were on the reserve list. Well, rumors have come out that Wizards actually went out and bought them off the secondary market. They didn't print new ones.
They're on the reserve list. So they couldn't
yeah,
have.
A lot of it was reserve list, so they just went out and bought it and put it in their packs to help sales of Zendikar. Because after the stinkers of Lorwyn block and Alara block, sales were down completely. Well, they did the Expeditions as a throwback to the Zendikar priceless treasures, which I thought it was cool that how they did that. I was really excited for that. I didn't like the artwork on some of them, but you know what? That's fine. People wanted them.
Mm-hmm.
Then they don't do anything for Shadows over Innistrad.
Which could have been a design question mark within
Again,
we didn't know how far ahead they were back when Zendikar was released.
But they still had, I mean, they still had time to be able to do them in Innistrad. But what happened was is that they saw that without this sales incentive of these super rare cards, people didn't buy as much.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're getting them in every set, but we're not actually getting a number of reprints.
Yeah, because the thing was when Morrow actually kind of mentioned it, was with these Expeditions, well, as many people mentioned it, with these Expedition Masterpiece cards, the idea to that is that the new kid can go ahead and trade that
rare card to the collector for newer standard. And that collector can then get their collected pieces. Downside is there's not enough of these collector cards.
Spike
this wanting to trade more.
It's encouraging people to trade for them, but nobody wants to actually trade them away at decent prices because nobody knows what they're going to settle at.
Yeah.
So it's a double-sided sword.
And then again, they're not being transferred between enough to actually start and spark this.
I mean, hell, I looked at Eli a couple weeks ago before Star City.
Mm-hmm.
I offered to trade him a Force of Will for that Crucible of Worlds masterpiece.
Yeah.
And he actually turned it down because he's like, this is going to be worth more.
Was it?
Hmm?
Was it?
No. At the time, Force of Will was sitting at about, like, 85, 90. Mm-hmm. And Crucible was sitting between 80 and 85.
Okay.
So, I mean, it would have been a fair trade, because he was trying to build Legacy Reanimator, and he needs the four forces.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want it, so that's why I just ended up trading in and getting one at Star City.
Yep.
Which, Star City, I can get on a whole nother rant about.
Yeah, you might as well just bring it up now, because that's what I was trying to hint to earlier.
So, for those who haven't heard, Star City released their first and second season schedules for 2017. They have cut 90%, once again, 90% of their legacy support.
Yep.
They still are having two-day opens, but the classic that is happening on Sunday now is a duplicate of the Saturday open.
Meaning there will not be a Legacy Classic most
every
of the
week.
Time.
Yeah. The only time there are Legacy Classics are when there's a Legacy Open.
A Legacy Open or a Limited Open.
The Team Constructed.
Yeah.
So, right now there's one Legacy Open next year so far.
Manapool went ahead and looked into it. There's a total of 8 big Legacy tournaments. Sponsored by Star City up until next year.
And actually, this weekend is the Star City Open in Worcester. That's Legacy Open.
And so, that's way too far away from us.
Yeah, no way. That's like a 4-hour flight, much less a 14-hour drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, not happening. But if you're not doing anything tomorrow, Legacy will be on all day, from what it seems like.
Okay. On Sunday during Eternal Weekend, I clocked in for a bit, but then I was watching Death and Texas versus Predict Miracles, and Predict Miracles, I'm just like, oh my god, this is going to be the most grindy game ever.
Yeah, the almost 2-hour match.
Yeah, I was sitting there watching them like, I feel bad for these people.
No, I thought it was a great game back and forth.
Well, yeah, it was very well held on both ends, but it's just,
I'm
like, this is
grindy. I had to shut the Twitch chat off because everyone was just complaining. It's like, oh my god, guys.
Oh yeah, no, they were sitting there going, well, a lot when I was initially when initially I was watching it, everyone was going on in the Predict Miracles. I was just saying, Scoop, Scoop, you lost this game. But when I'm sitting there going, if he flips the Terminus, he's done. Deathly Nexus can't come back.
Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't even that. What happened was, I think it was game 2 or 3 where it was Miracles had it locked down.
I only watched a total of about 20 minutes.
Okay, no. See, I watched the whole top 8 that was broadcast.
Yeah.
I also watched the Vintage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I kind of want to proxy Vintage decks up and play now.
They look like Vintage decks are just always fun.
Yeah. But at one point, it was literally Miracles was in control completely. Death and Taxes draws a card, plays it. Right into the Terminus. Or not the Terminus, but into the counterbalance. Next turn, draws a card, plays it. Even if it was like a Thalia into a Stoneforge Mystic. Nope. Say, slamming it in. He knows he has the lock. Just one card at a time. Bink, bink, bink.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the way that you're going to beat Miracles in the long game. You literally need to stock up, get 7 cards in hand, and at least like 6 mana, and then be like, all right, let's try this one. Let's try this one. Let's try this one. Let's try this one. And force him to spend all his mana on the top.
Yeah. Which, again, I was listening to Legacy Breakfast. They're doing a 2-part Miracles event.
Ooh, I'll have to listen to that.
Yep. They have Steve... Someone named Steve. Legitimately, his name's Steve. I know a lot of times I've used Steve as just a normal Joe Schmo. But the guy plays Miracles, and it was here in the States, actually, but
Steve Madendian?
It might be him.
I think that's his last name. I'm not sure how to spell it.
Well, initially, I'm sitting there listening, they go, yeah, we went through great lengths to get someone from different time zone in here. I'm like, oh, they're talking about Miracles, it's probably Joel Set. But no, it turns out it's actually a Predict Miracles player.
That's funny.
But yeah, he was talking about the strategies and trying to beat Miracle and all that.
Mm-hmm. Last Saturday, I stopped at LG.
Okay.
And Mark and I got talking about the Legacy Open. And I told him I did horrible, but Dave did pretty good. He goes, yeah, I saw that. He took second. I'm like, yeah, Joe Lissette even talks about playing him at the Swiss Routes on his review. Here's his Twitch channel. You could watch it. Oh, Mark watched Joe's whole SCG review.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, Anthony is getting pretty damn good with Infect in Legacy.
Well, yeah. And Anthony is a skilled player. And give him time on any deck, he can probably pilot him very well. It's just, the downside is he's got to keep that deck together.
No, I mean, we played 7 games and he beat me in 5.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Then again, what are you on, Loam?
Yeah, still on Loam.
Loam versus Infect, I don't know what the actual matchup on that one either.
It should be really good for me because I can get Wasteland Lock going and I have Punishing Fires that kill everything in his deck.
Except for the one that has Hexproof. But beyond that.
None of them have Hexproof.
I thought one of the Glistener Elf had Hexproof.
No. Oh. Glistener Elf is just a 1-1 Infect.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, that's the thing. Is like, again, I've watched Anthony play, and he's explained a lot of his thoughts on planning and stuff during turns. Because there's a couple times where I've asked him why he went that way. He's like, oh, well, I got this right here and there and there. Well, I set this there.
He has full information over you.
Yeah.
But he's asked me, if he's like, so if I actually make it to a Legacy tournament, will you lend me the rest of Infect? I'm like, that's fine. I mean, as long as I get it back.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't know where you live. I don't have your mom's cell phone number. He's like, you still have it? I'm like, yeah. Some of the dumb things you do? You guys got a taste for dinner?
I will like to be hungry, so anything, really.
Fuck.
What'd you forget?
No, I was gonna go pick up Noodles and Company on the way home. What? Well, fuck you.
Actually, I had some food there. It wasn't that bad. Remember where they went. Apparently, my mom gets a 70% discount while she's working.
There?
Yeah. While she's working. 21, she's off. Oh, my mom works at Noodles and Co.
Huh.
I don't know. I still want to try the Vietnamese meatballs or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I like the Japanese udon.
We had... When we went for the free... Because they had a pre-opening dinner.
Oh, yeah. No, my mom told me about that. I didn't go.
Alicia got passes for us.
Oh.
We had the Korean spicy noodles.
Yeah, that's what I ended up with. But it was really spicy for me. I didn't even finish. I gave the rest of my brother.
It was okay. I wish it didn't have the scallops on it. The green.
Heck no, I went to...
I didn't actually have scallops.
Oh, because when
they
we ordered,
they must have changed the menu.
What was that, Aaron?
What? You were no, I was talking about that property there.
Oh.
So, no, Aaron, you got any magic news?
Not that I can... Well, I was thinking about start building Affinity again.
Modern or Legacy?
Legacy. Well, I kind of got shit for Modern because I was going to do the whole swap out Legacy cards for the Modern cards.
Yeah.
I still have some Modern cards for it, like the Signal Pest and the Overseer or whatever the guy was called.
I think that's it. They're in both, though.
No, Signal Pest is not in Legacy.
Oh, it's only in the Modern.
Overseer, yeah. No. Okay.
I know the Overseer's not.
Aaron, did you ever look into Angel Stacks?
God damn it, no. You know how long it took me to look up how to do an all-wheel drive CRX?
Why? Oh, my God.
Because he told me about it. I still want to do it, God damn it. I'm going to do it.
No.
Yeah, you're going to do it just like you're going to put your Wrangler chassis under your CRX, too.
Well, that's swapped out now.
What?
No, I swapped the idea for that.
Oh, yeah.
The guy told me, like, well, you could just buy the parts from other cars and put it on there. I'm like, well, I could do that, I guess.
Okay, to give you a clue, Aaron, I know a guy who took a 92 Mercury Capri XR2,
yeah,
the turbo convertible,
yeah,
and swapped it with the drivetrain of a Mazda 323 to make it all-wheel drive.
Okay.
He'll never do anything like that again because he had to do full custom. Like, literally, he opened his machine shop because he got enough stuff for doing that Capri swap. He's like, yeah, I just want to sell the car. I don't ever want another one. Because you have no idea what you're going to have to go through and measure out.
But I'll learn.
Yeah, you're going to have to take that car off the road for at least a year, if not two. I remember one of the guys actually down here in McHenry was talking about making a Capri into a mid-engine rear-wheel drive using the motor out of a Ford Probe GT.
Hmm.
He came up to me, he's like, can you make this work welding this stuff here, here, and here if we cut this out? I'm like, yes, I can. The problem is I won't. He's like, why not? I was counting on you for being my fabricator. Yes, I can fabricate. The problem is, this stuff is going to be tempered. You are going to take it to the track, you are going to hammer on it, and you will shear the sheet metal of the body, of the unibody.
Huh.
It's like, I am not going to put myself under that kind of responsibility.
But, so now, I finally, as I said from last cast, which is actually up, I don't know if you put it up yet.
No, I have not actually put 15 up, you never told me it was ready.
I told you it was going to be ready the next day.
You didn't tell me it was ready, you said it was going to be ready.
Yeah.
Usually you message me and say, it's ready, you can put it up.
Yeah.
When I hear nothing, I don't think you had it done, because it was Wednesday when you said it was going to be ready, yeah, and usually you don't do anything Wednesday, other than go out and get drunk.
Yeah. I actually got 7 free drinks. Wednesday.
Wait,
amongst other things, which I can't put on the cast.
Can you actually pour a beer this right this time?
We have bartenders for that.
Wow, that was brutal, Aaron.
I still remember that.
For those who don't know, Max, Aaron, and I went out to the next door pub, a hometown pizzeria and
bar.
Which
is actually good. If you're ever in Lake Geneva, yeah, try
ever it. If you're ever in southeastern Wisconsin and you want good beer and pizza, next door pub. Just make sure you know how to pour a beer. Because Max didn't. Max loves the head.
Oh, God. That's going to be taken wrong.
Let's say there was about an half
it
an
was,
inch of
Greg,
beer. And the
there
rest
was three quarters
dead.
Of...
No, that was about a half an inch of beer and the rest was
dead. Yeah, three quarters.
Back.
I thought you were going to pick your thing.
If you feel so filthy, so dirty, so fucked up. If you feel so walked on, so painful, so pissed off. You're not the only one refusing to go down. You're not the...
You better. I farted like 5 times while I was sitting out there talking to Greg. Just so he doesn't let it in the car.
You douchebag. My kid's got a ride in this damn thing.
I love it that I started the podcast right when I did. I started back. Yeah, I farted like 5 times.
At least my sister ain't in here. She would smoke this car out.
Is she still with that Mike dude?
I don't know. I don't really care and don't really ask.
So from what I remember, beyond the fact that we just sat there talking for how long?
Close to a half hour.
Yeah.
Jace Matt is so pretty.
Yeah.
Holy balls.
But we were starting to go in.
Thing is upside down. I can't put the tine in. Upside down.
I think it's upside down and backwards.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
Are we living in Russian now?
There's legitimately, in anyone from McHenry... there is an orthodontic sign backwards and upside down. Is orthodontics teeth or is that eyes?
Dr. Gary Sexton, second and associates.
It doesn't sound right.
Aaron is SMRT smart.
I'm good to do it.
Aaron had higher education.
Yep.
I did. I went to Gateway.
No, I actually ran into your sister 2 weeks ago.
Was she okay?
No, I mean, she still had her foot. Oh, no, we were at the,
Those people that got the joke can laugh now.
Yeah,
the Halloween.
Yeah. Was it you that showed me the picture, or was it her? Or is it, I see it online, there's some kid with the fucking T-Rex pluck.
That was me. Yeah, that was me.
That was awesome.
Yeah, kid with the T-Rex. Inflatable T-Rex. Did you see the video of the cheerleader that did the routine in the T-Rex outfit for the NFL?
I don't think so.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah, the cheerleader, pom-poms and all, in a T-Rex outfit out there.
Yeah.
Like, you're crazy.
No, what we were going into is what I have for the Legacy Gauntlet. And then you were trying to explain to Aaron what the Legacy Gauntlet was.
Oh. I did. I thought I did that at the house.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, you did at the house, but you didn't do it on the cast.
Well, for people who don't know, a gauntlet is where you take the best decks of a format. In our case, we're doing a Legacy one. Max has printed off playtest cards, a.k.a., or formerly known as, proxies. So that way we can sleeve them up, and people can pick up the decks and be able to play Legacy. It'll help generate interest. It'll help people be able to test their decks. Like, what decks do you have?
I was going to get into that when we actually start talking about ideas we have for it. But
Max has like 7 or 8 decks.
I have 8 decks.
All ready to go. We just got to sleeve them up with cards.
We got to cut them out too.
Oh, okay. That's easy.
Yeah, that's not hard to do. Like, you can even use your fingers to rip them. But beyond that,
paper cutters.
That works too. But for the current list right now, we only have 8 because I have what I used to carry my cards in. I had a bunch of commander decks, which now just going to be used as our Legacy Gauntlet box.
All I was going to say is, let's just get a 1,000 count single row box.
Oh, I'm fine with just using what I have. It's got a handle, it's waterproof, even though they're proxies.
I just get the paper box, cardboard box, and be able to use that. And once we have too many decks in there, we'll have to move the least light deck out.
But beyond that, the current list right now that I kind of slowly decided on my own, which there was a cast back a while back where we talked about what we may put in it.
Mm-hmm.
we chose 10 there, and I only was able to fit 8. Okay. Current list right now for our gauntlet is Death Nexus, Shardless, Blue-Red Delver, Rug Delver, Legends Miracles, Mud, Infect?
Could be.
Is Infect.
Okay, so there's 8.
That's 8 right there?
Yeah.
No, we need one more.
No.
That's one more.
You missed counting one.
I did.
Rug Delver?
And then Dark Maverick.
Oh, Dark Maverick. I still don't think Dark Maverick's an actual good
it's
deck.
It's the play. I mean, it's not really. These are not really the top decks. They are decks that can really test out how well you can handle a situation.
Okay.
It's not that. It's not the factor of they're the best deck and that you'll see them. I mean, obviously, Shardless is in the list and Delvers are in the list because you will see these decks at any GP.
The thing is that the Delver decks pretty much all play the same game wise of controlling the tempo.
Yeah.
So you really need the 2 main ones, which is 4 color and Bug Delver.
Oh. Well, I already having so many bug style decks.
No, that's fine.
I was just like, I'm just going to add Rug, so it's quick and done.
Good, because I want to grind Death and Taxes matchups, because I feel that Loam should be favored in that, but I never felt in control of that matchup when I played it at Milwaukee.
Yeah. But, so no, Shardless is in the list too. That's one, a common one that people need to learn how to fight. Legends Miracles actually happened to be the Joe Lissette build.
Joe Lissette has actually changed his list up now. He runs Spell Snares.
Yeah. I don't know if they're in the current list that I have.
But yeah, no, I think he runs like a 2 of Spell Snare. Oh my god, that card is ridiculous in Legacy.
Oh yeah. No, when I was listening to Legacy Breakfast, they mentioned Spell Snare. I'm like, yeah. It's a good card. It's really strong, except for you need the mana to cast it, not the fact that it's not free.
You're not on Twitter following as many people as I am.
No, yeah.
Shaheen Sarani.
Okay.
You've probably heard me talk about it. He is the Stoneblade Master, quote-unquote.
Okay.
He actually just recently moved, and he couldn't find his Legacy deck. He had Esper Stoneblade together. He's been playing the deck for years. He actually just posted an article on SCG that he's playing Blue-White Stoneblade tomorrow.
Okay.
With three main deck back to basics.
Okay.
Yeah. There's two or three, I can't remember. But he called the people of the apartment he was at, or house he was at, and they sent him his Legacy deck.
Okay.
And said, oh yeah, we were holding it, we were hoping you got back, and so he was reunited with his pride and joy of a Legacy deck.
Yeah.
I mean, that's $3,000 right there.
Oh yeah, 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 definitely. I mean, any Legacy deck can run a pretty good value, even the cheap ones like Storm. But well, not Storm, but Belcher.
Nothing's really cheap anymore.
Yeah, your minimum spending $1,000 now. Painter would when
just
I when
on lands really.
Yeah, but since SCG is losing our support,
lowering their support,
not many people are going to be buying them, meaning the prices are going to go down.
Wrong on so many levels.
Really?
Yes. SCG has been pulling support for Legacy for 3 years or 2 years now, and prices are still going up.
Oh, sorry, I just have a random text.
Oh. And then, did you ever figure out how to get that connecting notice from your Facebook to stop popping up?
I literally just opened up Facebook and it went away.
Okay. Well, no, because I can show you the link on how to disable that ability, because it's going to be showing up on all Facebook stuff now.
I mean, if it becomes a problem, all it was it accidentally opened up a caster device.
Tab. Yeah, well, Facebook is adding Chromecast support to their website.
Oh.
So you will be able to Chromecast all those annoying videos that automatically start, whether you want to or not.
Okay, that's going to get annoying.
Yeah, that's why I use Swipe. I don't have... You can still use Messenger with it.
Yeah.
But you don't have to use their app, and it saves on your battery.
Oh, yeah, I'm not too worried about it. Once it becomes an issue, I will.
So, like, as I say, I'm hoping somebody's there who can actually play Death and Taxes decently.
I mean, I think Dean can pilot it very well. And at the same time...
Dean's got to be working.
At the same time, I wouldn't mind playing the deck myself.
Okay.
Which, I mean, I'm not the best person after the first few games, but at a certain point, I do actually kind of get the hang of it.
That's fine. We'll be able to... You'll be able to learn. Because it'll give you more experience playing as Painter.
Yeah.
God, I don't know what I want for dinner.
Me neither.
Aaron?
No idea.
Are you poor or you have money?
Oh, I got money. I got paid today.
Okay.
Oh, cool. So you're buying us all food?
Sweet!
No.
Thanks, yeah. Aaron. Thanks, Aaron. You buying us food?
No.
Bro. Hey, isn't there like a Brazilian steakhouse somewhere around here?
You ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse, Aaron?
No.
Cool. Let's go.
I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, they're expensive.
No.
You will want to go with, like, you and a date, and or you and a group of friends when everybody pays for themselves. Because the Brazilian steakhouses are amazing. You go in and you pay, it might be, like, $30, but it's all you can eat.
Okay.
You're given a card. There's a green side and a red side. When you are hungry, you have the green side up.
Okay.
Somebody will come around with a fresh slab of meat and just start cutting it off onto your plate until you flip it to red. And there's tons of different people walking around with them. And literally, like, my brother went one time, and the guy ended up cutting a whole rack of ribs up because my brother wasn't paying attention. And it's all you can eat. Grade A meat the whole way around.
Nice.
But it is expensive, but well worth it from everything I've heard.
Yeah. But no, once I actually have enough once we actually have some space for more decks, I would like to add Reanimator to the Gauntlet.
Okay.
And maybe Eldrazi as the last one.
Oh, yeah. I definitely want Eldrazi there.
Because as of right now, we only have one Chalice deck. And I'm going to put Stoneblade in place of one of the Delvers, since I'm going to switch it up to be in Paco decks.
Okay.
So when you choose your style of deck, and then you choose what version of the deck. So like Miracles, you have the
Legends
Predict, and Mentor.
And Ponder,
yeah. All the different styles are like with Delver, when it has the four colors. You can just grab the base set, then the pack that goes along with it.
Okay.
So I plan on doing that. So then that way there's only like really only one person at the table with it. Beyond the fact that the Gauntlet is usually played with two people grinding out games. But as of right now, the only Chalice deck right now is Mud.
Metalworker.
You've never heard Mud?
Uh-huh.
You should go back and listen to the student teacher from our Off to FM, which I explain Mud in detail.
To Nick.
Pay
11 mana for a 1 mana cantrip, it's still countered.
To Chalice the Void.
Yes, Mud can put that many taxing effects out, Aaron.
Yeah. In combination of the fact that that was my first SCG, I had to play against Mud, at which it was 11 mana to cast a spell at one point to get countered the Chalice.
Ah.
It was kind of funny. Still can't wait for the comments of Melted Face Thoughtsies. That's really what it looks like, because the yellow ran out instantly. Halfway through, and I'm like, oh, crap. And I told it to print in...
White Man Hydraulics.
I used to have a van that had that.
You really want to know how you get White Man Hydraulics, Aaron?
Sure.
Put a car in first gear.
Yeah.
All the way down to the one. The whole car will be...
Oh, I did that in my old... 71 Volkswagen Transporter. Camper edition with the hippie paint on it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Stuck her in first gear, let off the clutch, tap the gas a couple times, and the whole thing would go boom, 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 boom.
I did it in my S10 Blazer, and I made a girl almost puke. She got motion sick just going around a block.
I miss that van.
I miss my Blazer. It would be kind of funny to shove Max in the back seat. Oh, yeah, it was two-door. Yeah, 02 Blazer, two-door. Black on black. Oh, man. I missed that truck because I got it with 82,000 miles.
What the hell are you laughing about back on there?
Black on black.
Black on black, then it's not a hate crime.
Oh,
Aaron! It's going to still be in the cast, you know?
That's why I didn't want to say nothing.
I don't edit everything.
That's the title. Black on black.
Yeah. It's funny how titles usually become about like 5 minutes, like only about a minute of the video.
But, I missed that truck because I got it with 82. I gave it to Alicia at 210, and then we sold it at 245. God, that truck just wanted to keep on going.
Yeah.
So, first deck to get together will be...
D&T.
Death and Taxes. And I'll ask Corey and Dean for their paper cutter so we can...
get it done quick. Yeah.
Or I could save it till Saturday.
What?
Take it to LG.
Oh, God. Well, there are 75 pages.
Can we use your paper cutter?
8 cards a page.
Yeah, I know. 8 cards a page, that's it?
Yep, 75 pages.
I thought it was 9 a page.
When you do them sideways, they actually fit in the sleeves correctly.
Oh, okay. So it gives you...
That in some computers, like mine, when trying to print an A4 and with the Blue Bones proxy generator, sometimes won't... It'll only do rows of six, okay. A six page. So then I flip it to the side, and so then it's 8 a page.
But it also prints out the card the exact size as it would be.
Two germ tokens, you do know that, right?
Yeah. Okay. You haven't sent me what art you want.
Well, I kind of want the one of Sasuke and Naruto kissing.
Okay.
That you were talking about is a gag one. But I gotta find the art for the one that's the serious one. What are you laughing about, Aaron?
No, the Naruto and Sasuke kissing, it reminds me of a video where,
Whoa!
Hey!
No, it's
no!
Great.
Hold
you
on.
Know, you know how, like, Naruto is trying to get Sasuke back to the village and all that crap?
Yeah.
Someone made a video where it's, Naruto and Sasuke, and they're, like, on each end of, like, a field, and all of a sudden it's like, Naruto! Sasuke! And they're running at each other, and all of a sudden their, like, powers start growing. Dude, they're doing the whole Naruto Sasuke through the whole fucking thing. And then when it gets to the end, they just go, mwah, and they kiss. And it's like, dude, the fuck?
Wow. Oh, it's hilarious.
Oh, speaking of altars.
And then he found $5.
Yeah, and then he found $5.
No. Speaking of altars.
Bad jokes.
They're doing the...
Like, oh, speaking of altars, you haven't seen what I was going to do with the Duel Lands.
They're doing reveals for Forceful right now.
Yeah.
And they're bringing a new race in called Chimera. I'm looking at it, and I told my buddy, I go, dude, you know what I want to alter this into? And he goes, what? The dog, and Nina the dog from Full Metal Alchemist.
The mic's on the bottom. So don't, you can hold the phone, but the mic's on the bottom, so don't clout it.
Don't cover it.
Yeah.
What, just swipe just left, right?
What, swipe right.
What are you using, right? The MTGO art?
Ooh!
It's the full arts of the MTGO arts.
Oh, yeah.
But what I did was I went in and I cut out the bars that are showing white and red.
Okay.
And I cut those out, pulled them away, made the card black and white.
Cool.
And then put that back on.
Cool.
So it highlights the thing. I did it with my C.
Oh, okay.
Savannah looks... that's it. Savannah looked pretty good. It's also Scrubland looks pretty cool.
Yeah. So it's the full arts from the MTGO art, but...
Huh. I was going to say, Underground Seed, it looked a little... looked familiar.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's pretty badass right there.
Yeah. So I plan on putting foils of those... when they actually... did I just say actually again...
Yes.
Both in the same sentence?
Actually.
Yeah,
actually,
you did.
Did
a lot without even checking. But, once I can actually get it done right. Because, of course, it pulls away the...
I just had a brain fart. We went past Epic Deli.
Yeah. I'm going to have an Epic Deli next week, actually. Because it's the McGregor fight. So a bunch of buddies are hanging out for the McGregor fight. So.
Okay.
And then they're going to do an Epic Deli run. I don't know if it's next week or the week of Legacy. Because I was going to plan on going to Legacy.
Like going to the McGregor fight.
And then going to the watch, going with them. And
watching the McGregor fight?
At his place, yeah.
Well, that's not next week. Because this is the first weekend of the month. Well, I could have stopped by and had a little slice of Emily.
Hmm?
Could have had a slice of Emily.
Oh.
You don't listen to JJO, do you?
Not really.
Emily Jacobs, one of the hosts of the morning show, Tom Keefe, they named a sandwich after her so everyone can go in and have a little slice of Emily.
Okay.
Holy shit, people actually roller skate still?
Yeah.
Wow.
They put those wheel things on their feet still?
No, like they actually
go to...
That
was like my blazer.
Place. My buddy used to have one of those. It was a pile of shit.
What?
Well, his was, but...
Yeah, probably because he didn't keep up on it or do any maintenance. He just drove it into the ground.
He bought it, and then, like, the brakes went out on it, something like that, and he couldn't figure it out, so he just sold it to some guy at our work.
Let's see.
Tell me you're supposed to do maintenance on your vehicles?
Yeah.
Well, he was fixing it. He just couldn't figure out what was wrong with it.
Well, I think that's what happened at the end of our Blazer's life, because... We had to do a fuel pump in 2012. It was right after my grandfather passed away. But, while we were doing the fuel pump, we thought we should do the fuel lines, but we said, ah, screw it, we just want to get the pump going. Well, about 2 weeks later, we started smelling gas with the truck running. So we looked, and we had broke one of the lines. I mean, it had 198,000 plus on it.
Hey, look, it's queers. I don't know, there's a bunch of little crappy-looking cars over there.
Anyways,
Ricers.
we're running the gas line, the fuel line, the high pressure braided line,
mm-hmm.
and we went to pop out the old one and we ripped the brake line out and ended up snapping that line because it was so rusted. So we had to rerun the line to the rear axle. Well, we couldn't get the brakes to bleed after it drained out. We think that in the brake cylinder, the control unit, there was an air bubble and it just wouldn't come out. No matter how much we ran through, we tried a gravity drip, leaving all four of the bleeder screws open.
Man.
And we just kept making sure to go out there every 15 minutes, filling up the brake reservoir.
Huh.
Nothing. I mean, it still had brakes, but it was like super soft brakes.
Man.
But once my wife got rear end or backed into, which was kind of funny, she was stopped at Culver's waiting to get food or going to get food. Some jerk off in like a Chrysler 300. Mm-hmm. She had stopped. He backed up, folded his trunk into his rear seat. Just totaled his car out. 100%.
Nice.
And all that, because her front end had already been beat up.
Mm-hmm.
From another accident, we just never repaired it. We took the settlement and put it into other stuff. Well, all that it did was take the beat-up bumper and ripped it down instead of going up. So we got a whole new front end put on the Blazer from the accident. They gave us, like, $2,500 when the truck blue-booked at
$2,300. Oh, no. Back when I did the joke, when I got hit the deer, I did the joke that the deer ruined my bumper, too. But you remember how that thing looked.
Mm-hmm. So we just ended up taking the settlement from the Blazer and buying the Durango with it.
Speaking of leaving things recording in 240 states, possibly. Remember last week with Wendy's and whatever?
When we stopped there, yeah.
Yeah, I ended up cutting out the little bit, but then when I made the comment, you know, he knows he's being recorded, technically. I left that part in.
What?
We don't know if Illinois is a one-party or two-party consent state for recording.
Oh.
So we were going through the drive-thru, and I told Max, I'm like, I don't know. It might not be legal to record this guy.
Oh.
He's like, oh, I'll just cut it. I'm like, it doesn't matter. We cannot record him.
Yeah. So I ended up cutting out a little bit, but the little hi, thank you, bye, left in. But I made the comment, that he knows he's being recorded because you have to use the mic from inside there, record it there, and then play through the speaker out there.
Yeah.
If you didn't catch that little joke there. But, yeah, I left that part in, so it was kind of funny.
I'm thinking it's just going to be a McDonald's night, gentlemen.
Okay.
Quick, sticky dicks.
And also, too, there's 8 decks, so all these other people that are playing Commander and all that stuff can join in, and we can just do a big F&M.
No, we can't, because they're not legal cards.
But we just do a big Friday and tonight Magic, where everyone we all play Magic.
Everyone throws a rare in. First place gets first choice of the rare.
No, we just say...
Foil Comet Storm.
No, that's what we used to do for multiplayer way back in the day.
Hey, Max, I'll give you a quarter for it.
Dealers won't even give you that.
Hey, you wanna know what? I pulled a goy from that same box, so you can shut the fuck up.
But that's what we used to do in multiplayer games, just for fun. Everybody takes a crappy rare out of their binder, puts it face down. Whoever wins gets first choice. Whoever was the second or the last one out gets second choice, and all the way down until somebody got stuck with the worst rare.
Unless you have someone that has no idea what they're doing and they pull out a good card. Which would probably be me.
I forgot what it was. There was some junky card out of Alliances that was a rare that is just garbage and literally... It was the same one getting passed through.
If we're gonna do that, I would go walk over to the dice game and just get one from the dice game.
Oh no, there's worse stuff than that.
Like a dingus egg.
That dingus was actually banned at the time.
Ooh, ooh. What'd you see?
The old ass truck over there.
50s, 40s truck?
Yeah, you don't want it.
Bullshit.
But,
nice looking truck.
Was that? I mean, I know what rear I would throw in.
What?
Providence.
What does that do?
Out of Eldrick Moon, it's 6 white. If it's in your hand at the start of the game, your starting life total becomes 27. Mm-hmm. Gain 6 life.
Okay.
Yeah, it is an absolute garbage rare that, or mythic, I think it's mythic rare, that Wizards put in to make the draft format fun that nobody actually plays.
But, no, since we're talking about a shitty rare to throw around, Aaron, you got an idea for a shitty rare? Mm-hmm. An actual rare, though?
Oh. Dingus Egg was a rare.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go, Dingus Egg.
But it was actually banned. It was good.
Yeah, I like it, actually.
Sometimes. I'm trying to wonder what rare I would throw in.
I don't know.
I still don't know what I would do.
I know.
What?
Well, I mean, it's kind of cheating because it's no longer a rare, but Sarah Angel.
Huh. Yeah.
It used to be a rare.
Because the downside is I dump so much bulk all the time, I never have rares.
Where did you dump at Milwaukee? Was it at the SCG booth or was it at Pink Bunny?
I dumped the Pink Bunny and flipped over for 2 small accepters.
Okay.
Nice.
It was garbage.
What, all those old cars?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. See them around here all the time.
Sorry, I don't come down here a lot.
We know.
Nutties.
This place would just rear-ended somebody. I literally came like an inch because of the... was trying to find out where I was.
Mm.
Was there ever a rare that turned into a common?
Yes.
What was it?
Scion of the Wild. It was a rare in original Ravnica, City of Guilds, and they printed it as a common in Modern Masters 2015.
Too bad I don't have that, because I'd do that.
Oh, no, it's rare.
Yeah. No, see.
But you would actually have to have the one with the gold symbol.
I know. If I had it, I would use it, but I don't, so I can't.
So that's why you need to find one that's the actual rare, so in case we ever do it, be like, yep, here's my rare.
I just realized we gotta add promos into it, too. You gotta be able to throw promos into it, because then I can throw in my judge promo.
No.
God.
You're so bad at this.
For those people that I've never heard the joke before, when people start going around going, oh, this guy got a judge promo, this guy's got a good judge promo, I always bring up, oh, I have a judge promo.
It's a freaking F&M judges familiar.
By nomenclature, it's a promo, and it's a judge. It's familiar. I now have a judge promo.
Deep-a-derp.
A very cheap.
Which is then one of the jokes when I was going to build Mono Blue Martyr. Was I was just going to use promo with Judge Familiars.
I'm not getting my brake squeak.
Yeah, go
on. My brake tone.
Yeah, no. Or that beep, too. You don't get that beep again.
Yeah, the brake tone.
Max has that.
It's more of a grinding.
No, Max has the funk.
No.
Thunk. Yeah, when he runs into people.
Oh.
Hey, it's one way to stop.
Not the right way.
Okay, Jeremy Clarkson. Which I'm actually excited for that, too. 2 weeks and the Grand Tour premieres on Amazon.
Oh, well.
I'm going to have to borrow my brother's password so I can watch that.
His back window's broken.
It is!
Just now saw it.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of watching where I was going to go to park.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of people here at McDonald's today.
In the drive-thru. Yeah, we're going in. Because I think I'm going to go sit on their toilet.
Oh, okay. So you got one of those type of things going on.
Yeah. And you got to go. Don't squeeze the Charmin.
Aaron's back on the cast, and we're talking about chocolate ice cream again.
Yeah. Everybody likes chocolate ice cream.
Not that type.
Aaron, you ever see 2 girls, 1 cup?
where Jimmy and my buddy were just sitting there. Yeah, you're gonna leave early and beat the rush. So we got out there, we're like, how's that leaving early to get beat the rush? You guys are assholes. We know. No Dodge made a Dodge Princess.
That's a good one, Dodge Princess.
Oh, that's a dinner.
Oh.
Go.
I actually, it's all freaking Jeremy Circa's fault.
Why?
Because when we were coming back from Star City, Milwaukee on Saturday, we were listening to, I think it was the final game of the NLDS, or NLD, before they went to the World Series. It's like, okay, I can listen to this. Well, then I watched every game of the World Series until Wednesday nights. I fell asleep before it was over and before it even hit the rain delay. I was so tired.
There was a rain delay, too?
Oh, yeah. There was like an hour and a half rain delay. Because they didn't... Because, like, they finished at midnight. I really hope to see Tony be like, so Tony, did you make it to work on Thursday? Because when the Cubs clinched the pendant, yeah. Sunday morning, Tony was so fucking drunk still.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, when he showed up Sunday for Legacy, he was drunk.
Basically, to the people that don't know our Tony, Tony literally every Friday goes out and gets alcohol, so then that way he is...
Well, he goes out and gets the little bottles, and then allows people of age to have a crab bag.
But he's usually the drunk guy of the room. And nice. it was kind of funny, come Sunday, we're sitting there, and he's sitting there all... I'm like, Tony, it sucks to be sober, isn't it? He's like, yeah.
Yeah, no, he ended up... Because Scott brought him food.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's Tony.
Tony's a great guy.
He's a great guy. Just don't try to play a game of Legacy versus him after he's had a Long Island. Oh, man. God. There's only been so many times in which I've thought about punching people in the face. That was one of those times.
When was that?
It was one of the big payout Legacies, but he came in with a 24-ounce cup.
That's right, yeah.
And I'm playing him, and I'm going, you're missing triggers, Tony. And he goes, I keep on seeing him miss triggers, and I can tell he's drunk as shit. And I go, you're drunk as shit, aren't you? He's like, I've only had one Long Island, and points to his 24-ounce cup. I'm like...
I mean, he wasn't lying.
That's not one.
Yeah, it is only one.
I was like, yeah, that's only one, but...
You just never asked how big the one was. I mean...
Trust me, it's really annoying when you're trying to play Painter versus Dredge, and Dredge is missing their own triggers.
Hey, that's his triggers to worry about.
I know, but it's also like, they miss the trigger and then go, oh, shit. And about 2 seconds later, then, oh, so much waste of time.
I mean... I can't say that I've ever not done that.
Well, I don't usually get drunk when I play Magic. I'm still only 21, though, so this may end up happening in the future.
I can't really say that I've gotten super drunk playing competitive Magic, but I definitely have played drunken Magic. And I mean super drunk Magic with, like, 60-card tribal decks. Oh, yeah. That's how I started playing again. I got drunk over at my buddy Gimpy's house, and... They had tribal decks of each color, so it's like, fuck it.
Yeah, we'll go somewhere with this.
Yeah, we started playing again.
But here we go. We're at the shop. Everything about contact info is in the show notes.
This one will hopefully be up on time.
Well, this one will be up on time. We'll actually have it done right. Let's start a riot. Let's start a riot. A riot. Let's start a riot. That was a good comeback, though.
I'm sure you've given her a comeback story. just like Kim Kardashian in her video. Have you ever seen that from,
No. Yeah, I haven't looked up...
No, Parks and Rec. One of the outtakes from the season. The two main chicks are sitting there talking, and they're like, everybody loves a good comeback story. And they start naming off all these movies. Well, Chris Pratt is sitting there as this character, and he raises his hand. Oh, you mean like Kim Kardashian? I mean, she did get cum in her back in the video. And all of a sudden, you see one of the chicks from behind her start slapping him. And everybody's busting out laughing. One black chick's like, it's only going to make the rap video. Freaking midnight. Tired as hell. I had bad games all night.
Yeah. Bob does not like Verse and Death in Texas.
I could, as Four Color Loam, I could not beat Death in Texas, and I could not beat Charlotte's. Both of them, on paper, I am just so much better. I have no clue how I was not winning 90% of those games.
I actually was surprised at how well I could pilot Death in Texas, actually.
Death in Texas, it's not knowing the deck, it's knowing opponent's decks. It's a reactionary white deck.
But yeah, I never really realized that I could be that strong with Death in Texas. But again, I've seen it played against me so many times and played so well against me. But I consistently hate Delver. God!
That was fun.
Delver matches, I think, are some of the best. With equal skill pilots.
I would rather play the Mud versus Painter list. Mud versus Painter again. I hate Delver. I hate piloting Delver because there's so many cards at which you're looking for so many cards at once or you don't know what value which you want. Especially when you're doing a mirror match, which is just like, all right, if you want to go grab this card, I'm going to go grab this card because that counters that card, but this card counters that card.
No, it's hashtag. It's hashtag let's build a stack. It's Delver will teach you sequencing.
Whose dick is bigger?
I mean, as Aaron Campbell says it from the girlfriend bracket, really when you go to a legacy tournament, you're just walking into a big dick fest. Who's got the bigger dick and who can use it better?
I have not heard her say that.
She actually said it.
Wow. But, well, either way, I wish her and Chris good luck at GP Fort Worth or Dallas.
Wherever they're going?
Yeah, they're down at the GP, and apparently Aaron had some issues with the TSA.
Huh?
So apparently, I don't know if it was a TSA, an American Airlines, or another passenger was made comments to Chris about being oversized and should needing a second seat.
Oh, yeah, okay.
In front of Aaron.
Okay, yeah, that probably did not go over well.
And I guess Aaron got up in that person's face and started defending her friend, which is completely understandable. I would do the same thing, but apparently her and Chris were pulled off of the airplane and had to find a different flight.
Oh, wow. I bet that's something to go from record soon.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll hear about it next week, but holy cow, it's like, well, what about the guy who was giving somebody hassle of being overweight? That guy should either be fired or pulled off the plane too. But yeah, no. Tonight didn't do too well in games, but we did at least get, what was it, 6 of 8?
Because
I did 2, you did 2, and Aaron did 1. Right?
So we did 5 out of...
We did 5 out of 8.
Yeah.
So we got...
Yeah, when left we have Miracles, Dark, and... Mud.
Miracles, Maverick, and Mud.
Yeah.
Mmm.
This is not another comeback story.
Oh, come on.
I did not realize how tired I was until I sat down in the car.
Yeah, I know.
I stayed up for 20 hours.
I'm not stupid Aaron, enough to do that, Aaron.
Why were you up for 20 hours?
I woke up at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Oh, I should say yesterday.
I did the same thing.
So you ask why I've been up for 20 hours.
Well, one, you're stupid for working a slave labor job.
Yeah.
So no sympathy there. We've tried to help you find another job.
You don't want to.
You're also the same person that drives a Leot the Eagle every day. Like, I get up at 4 so I can shower for an hour.
Who the fuck showers for an hour?
Him?
I mean, so, how's it going?
Gotta lift the fold somehow.
Yeah. Gotta clean the pipes.
Holy fuck, Max. When you move out on your own, I feel sorry for your first water bill, because holy crap.
I don't really shower for that long.
You do know plumbers are expensive, too. Those pipes. And your drains.
So this is gonna be. This is gonna be. We're just gonna rag on Max for the end of the podcast.
Somebody call for a hairy plumber. Bow chicka bow wow. Nobody seen Red vs. Blue?
Yeah.
What up, Tucker?
I haven't seen the original episode in so freaking long.
Yeah. The whole Harry Plummer one has a note because when I started dating my wife, one of her friends was a plumber.
Oh, this is funny.
So I made him watch that episode. He's like, that's so retarded.
There's hazards on a bus going on.
Oops, somebody's bus is going to be drained Monday morning.
Hey! Hey, let the keys in. Hey.
Did you guys heard about the fire that happened up in Dousman?
No.
I think it was like 3 or 4 weeks ago on a Saturday night to Sunday morning. The Dousman bus terminal caught on fire.
Okay.
34 buses, complete loss.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How?
Arson. Oh, okay. I'm 90% sure somebody started the fire to try and stop school on Monday.
God.
Yeah, heard the grand total of cash that was lost. Upwards of $4.5 million.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Is ambulance?
That looked like...
Wham. No.
No, yeah. that don't wham. It got blue.
Or...
It got blue in it. Wham was throwing it blue.
Come on, dude. We don't have to stop. Only when they're coming from behind. It's an ambulance.
That's a fucked up kind of colors for ambulance.
It gets your attention.
Well, there's green, blue, white, red.
Yeah, it gets your attention. Illinois is different than Wisconsin, dummy.
Hmm. Never thought of green, though.
I just hate that they've gone to the LED lights. Those are so annoying.
This isn't Christmas America.
Hashtag war on Christmas.
Too early?
Nah, it's never too early for war on Christianity.
No, I'm talking about Christmas shit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Way too fucking early.
Oh, and freaking Aaron, last week, Saturday, no, 2 weeks ago Saturday, back in SCG, I'm sitting there working at my aunt's place, and while I'm sitting there blowing leaves, someone pulls up. They're in a suit.
Hmm?
Guess who? What type of person it was?
A process server.
No.
Not a prostitute server. A process server.
No.
Yeah. I don't know.
Jehovah's Witness.
Oh.
Did he ask you if you lost Jesus? If you found Jesus?
No. He asked me if the suffering will ever end.
Aw.
Are you gonna leave my lawn? Yes, then yes, it will.
Well, the funny thing was, is like, I actually don't live in this house. I'm just here helping my aunt. And he's like, oh, it's really good that we can help others that can't help themselves. I'm like, she can do this all on her own.
She's lazy.
She decides to let her nephews earn some money.
Yeah, well, the church wants that money, so you go work for free.
Well, then in the same thing, I went up to SCG, and as I went to go get food from the mall, there's a person right there at the corner.
Was that Saturday?
That was Saturday.
The person right in the corner. Sir, did you know Jesus died for your sins? I was just like, dude, I'm not religious. Leave me alone. He's like, oh, you're not religious, huh? I'm like, oh my god, what did I get myself into?
I wish I had had a smartphone when that time Sis was there and the Jehovah's Witnesses came to our front door.
And then that's when you yell out, all hail Satan.
No! No! My friend Sissa did the best ever. After a night of partying, about like 9:30, we all start to wake up to have breakfast. We get a knock at my front door, and this is when we were using the door that's blocked by the couch now. The knock on the door, and Sissa sees through the curtains who they are. She's like, let me do this. So she takes a bottle of wine from the night before that's like half empty, goes to the door and says, hey, what's up? Have you found Jesus? Without even missing a beat, she just interrupts the guy and goes, oh, fuck, you lost him again? You're the only religion that loses their deity. Guys, wake up! Jesus is out on the loose! So, one of the guys that was there stumbles over and, I mean, you can still smell the alcohol in his breath, goes, oh, shit, I'm too drunk to find him. What's he look like? Melissa and, I think it was Evan, they back and forth. Every time the guy went to start talking, one of them would cut him off. Until finally the guy just turned around and walked out. Walked away. Just, gone. I've only seen him one time since.
Oh, they're answering the door naked.
Just gotta be careful that there's no, like, children walking with them.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you're a sexual predator.
Yeah, kind of bad. Don't want that.
Because the next time that they showed up, I saw them at the door, I heard them, and I said, just a second! And I queued up on my PlayStation, Bad Touch by Bloodhound Gang. And I just freaking cranked it. My surround sound just all the way up. So and this is when we were using the side door. So I step out, close the door, and you can just hear when the freaking beat takes off. Guy starts asking me, he's like, are you living in a life of excessive consumption? Nah, I still got plenty of alcohol left. I mean, are you really sure you can afford this? You want to come in and have a drink and see how much alcohol I have? I just kept turning everything that he said towards alcohol. Has never been harassed by him since.
I was just still waiting for the time the next time I see Joe's Witness and I'm working on my aunt's lawn. And they go, have you found Jesus? I'm like, no, that's why I'm doing this.
I'm doing his damn job. Tell him to get back here.
He just said he went down to fucking gas station a while ago. He hasn't come back yet. No, Jesus. Yeah, that's what it said.
Jesus.
His name's Jesus, sir. He gets very mad if you call him Jesus.
I mean,
when Melissa, I don't know why, but they kind of get mad when you say jalapenos, too.
Melissa also, when she had her apartment, had him come to her apartment. Well, she's pagan. So, I forgot what, I think she said it was like first or second time dealing with them, and she made the comment of, oh, I don't believe in that, I have my own religion, and they start trying to talk to her about converting. She goes, hold on, let me go move the goat's head and the gallon of goat's blood out of my living room, and we can go sit down and talk. People ran away.
People, please feel free to add your comments to your times with Jehovah's Witness.
Tweet us and email us if you have ever had an interaction with a Jehovah's Witness or any religious business people that have come to your door about your funny interactions.
And or if you are a Jehovah's Witness, please feel free to tweet and comment. We will have fun. At least Bob will have fun. I don't really know.
I don't think it works as well over Twitter as in person.
Well, it's because everyone gets to see it.
When Melissa went, oh, shit, you lost your deity again? Wake up! I took everything I had not to fall down laughing.
So, all right, going back into funny little stories. Have you guys ever had a time where you were like, all right, I'm going to do this, but then you had the person next to you, you just nodded to them, like, you got to go with me on this? Was there ever a time with that with you guys?
You mean where you started doing something and one of your friends just fell in line?
They're supposed to fall in line, but they end up just start laughing because you were just so serious about it?
I was the one that kind of fell in line, though. At work, we have a... two cranes at the end of the line. When they get too close to each other, they make this loud, really loud, like, noise. It's like a beep, beep, beep. Fucking, there's, like, at least four, five, six people at the end of the line that are working there, and then there's this quality lady. Kind of new girl, you know, started about a month ago. Fucking, she comes up. Someone brought the cranes too close to each other, and they started making the noise. She goes up to one of the old guys, and she goes, "Hey, you hear that noise?" And he's like, "What noise? I don't hear anything." And she's like, "That noise, it's like a beep, beep, beep." And he's like, "No, I don't hear anything." And she goes up to the other old guy that works next to me. And she goes, "You hear that noise?" "No, I don't hear anything." "You hear anything?" "No." And she goes up to the little Mexican that works near us. And she goes, "You hear anything?" He goes, "Well, I just farted a little bit ago." And she goes up to me, "You hear anything?" "What?" "I don't hear anything." And she goes... she walks over to our lead at the time. She's like, "You hear anything?" And our lead, god damn it, goes, "Oh yeah, it's the cranes. Whenever they get close, they make the noise." And she comes walking up to us, "You guys are fucking assholes."
Oh, that's funny.
That's great.
I'm trying to think if I've ever had that instant.
Well, there's a time with me where this is the one I most remember. But, went to Taco Bell, because we're going to get Taco Bell and come home and smoke. So we get to Taco Bell, and while we're sitting in Taco Bell, there's a Chevy Cavalier in front of us. Every time the line moved up, he'd start up his car, squeal the tires to the next spot, shut off his car. But I was like, he's probably got a manual, because I can see him roll back every single time we have to do this. Okay, we got our food, and we're driving out of Taco Bell. This is at Walmart, Lake Geneva Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. We're driving out of there, and I see the Cavalier parked in the Century parking lot. I'm like, "You gotta go with me on this." And I notion to my friend that's sitting right next to me in passenger seat. So I pull up next to the guy. I'm like, "Roll down your window?" I'm like, "Yeah, is that thing manual?" I'm just trying to do all this random questions, because of course he was being a jackass in the line. He's like, "Yeah, uh-huh." And in the midst of it all, I'm just like, "You're baked as shit right now, aren't you?" He's like, "Uh-huh." My passenger lost it at that point. I'm like, "You're supposed to stay fucking serious, you little shit." And he ran into ruining the full thing, because I was going to sit there and just mess with the baked dude for about a good 5 minutes.
I can think of one. When Alicia and I first started dating, her uncle was up, and I think we'd been dating for a month or two. Well, Billy was up for a race, and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. Carol and Nick went to sleep. Billy wanted to stay up and play video games, so him and I are staying up. Alicia's kind of next to us, dozing. So Billy looks at me and goes, "You want to go to Walmart?" "Sure!" So we hop in Billy's car, and off we go to Lake Geneva Walmart. Running around Walmart playing ball tag with one of the big inflatable balls.
Oh, okay.
Alicia's there. Billy's like, "Wait a minute, I got the idea." You know, so he goes over and stands by the hunting area with the guns. Just act like you're stoned. So we're just staring at the guns. I don't know, probably 15 minutes later, somebody comes by. "Excuse me, can I help you guys?" And without missing a beat, Billy looks around and goes, "Can you tell me where the antidepressants are?" And I lost it. I completely lost it. She starts trying to explain. He goes, "I'm just messing with you." He screwed it up. Sorry, Billy, but you gotta warn me.
Well, so, yeah, it's just like you can't explain to your other people what the hell's going about to happen.
So, no, it gets better. As she turns to walk away, Billy starts Skippy singing a song he knows. Mass murder makes me happy. I'm gonna go to jail. Oh my god, Billy, you're gonna get the police called on us. So we go through the checkout. I forgot what Billy got. I think he got like Twinkies or something. And of course, we get out to the car and in pulls a Lake Geneva police officer. So he's like, just get in the car, act normal. Police officer followed us all the way to 12. Where a Walworth sheriff picked us up and followed us all the way to Billy's, to Alicia's house. He's like, I think I took that too far.
Yeah!
The mass murder song might have topped.
Maybe just a bit.
Yeah. I think if I had been able to keep a straight face, we probably would have ended up in cuffs.
Yeah! That one's a little epic. I'm trying to remember some of my other funny ones that I've had.
Oh, another one. I've told this one on the podcast, though. It was in After Hours.
Yeah, so go CRX. Ahead.
Gen Con, or no, God, I was 18, Tony was 16. Opening night of 2001 to 2002 spring break. So February 2001, or 2002, roughly. We go down to Steak and Shake in McHenry at like 10 o'clock at night when everybody gets out of the movie theater working, and my buddy Tony's coming with. We go down, come back, and it's like 12:30. Tony had just swapped a new motor into his CRX. Well, we stop in the middle of nowhere and Tony just dumps the clutch. Smokes the tires. Dan pages me through Nextel as he's in the truck behind us going, dude, what's burning up there? Tony's tires. Well, Aaron, he had a 88 CRX SI.
Okay.
Swapped it from a D series to a B series.
Okay.
Did not put the right ECU. So it was dumping too much fuel in, so he had to keep revving it at the stoplights. Otherwise it would flood out. Well, we get into downtown McHenry, or Richmond, 173 and 12. And light's red, Tony's brum, 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 brum. Light goes green, Tony just drops it at 6,000 RPMs. As we get halfway through the intersection, we see the reflective tape of a McHenry sheriff going through the McDonald's drive-thru. Tony instantly on the brakes, on the clutch, bottoms his car out and scratches the ground. So he creeps, and Dan rushes up behind us in his truck, pages me at Nextel. He's like, just run for the border. Run for the border. Because we're a quarter mile from the border. Tony could have made it in like 11 seconds. Well, the cop flips his lights on. Tony pulls over. Dan pulls over, blocking us. Cop goes up, knocks on Dan, tells him to continue. Tony looks at me, lights a cigarette, and goes, if I get a fucking ticket, my mom's taking this car away from me. So, cop goes up. You know why I pulled you over? Officer, I'm really sorry. I just want to show you. We just put a new motor in. The clutch is loose, and we have the wrong ECU. Here, let me show you. Tony pops the hood. May I step out, officer? Officer lets him step out. Tony lifts the hood, shows this all chrome motor in this beat up, rusted piece of crap CRX. Like, worse than yours, Aaron.
Nice.
So, Tony's giving up this whole line of bullshit. Just complete, utter bullshit. This cop takes his license and registration, goes back to his car, and he goes, if this cop believes this load of bullshit, I am the greatest bullshit artist in the world. Cop comes back and goes, all right, get it fixed before you come back to Illinois.
I know what happens next.
Do you know the look of stupidity your friends get, Aaron, when they're going to do something
really stupid?
Have you ever seen my face?
Worse than his face. Because I've known Tony for 5 years at this point when he does this shit. The cop turns around to walk towards his cop car. Tony starts the CRX up and just gives me that devil smile as he revs it up and dumps the clutch. Do you know what the shoulder is in front of Taco Bell in Richmond?
No.
Gravel. Tony has his wheels turned, so he sprays the cop.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry, officer, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry! It's the car doing it, not me! Cop instantly. Get it out of here! So Tony just dumps the clutch again! Well, the cop's facing him! Sprays him again in the front! And off he goes. Just fucking hauls ass. Hit 100 miles an hour by hit the goddamn Wisconsin border. We get back to Dan's house, who's over by my house.
Yeah.
Dan's like, did you get a ticket? Nope, got a warning.
Also sprayed a cop 2 times.
Yeah. Sprayed a cop with rocks. Probably shattered his windshield. Didn't get a ticket at all.
Well, it's funny, just recently, my light's been out on my car. I don't know if you guys noticed. One of my driver's side light went out, and I found out what the hell it was. It's the freaking wiring. It's not the actual light itself.
Not the bulb, just the wiring.
Yeah.
Stop and see if the gas station is open. I don't think it's going to be.
But the light was out for, like, ever, and I just happened to have one of the older lights, of which I swapped out. And sure enough, I'm going through Lake Geneva. Officer, walking officer goes, sends me off to the side of the road. I'm like, oh, okay. I pull over and he's like, he's walking up and I'm like, yeah, you're pulling me over for my light. And he's like, yep. I'm like, yeah, I got it right here. I was going to replace it tomorrow when I actually had time. I was coming back home after F&M. I just showed him the light. He's like, all right. Well, so let me see your license real quick. Make sure you're not
wanted.
Yeah, wanted by the police. I'm like, all right, cool. Got your insurance and card. Yeah, here you go. All right. Try and get that fixed. Just let you off with a verbal warning.
Lucky.
I did this twice in the past week.
Ooh, you sneaky sneakies.
They're just conversating.
I've got pulled over. Was it for doing 10 over on a highway?
Yeah.
And blew past the cop knowing it was there. This was in the Jeep when I had 33s on it.
Okay.
And I was going down the bypass in Burlington, fucking going down the road. I had my friend and his friend was in the back seat. I'm sitting there. He goes, dude, you know there's a cop right there, right? I go, yeah. Says I'm doing the speed limit. Knowing full well that the 33s are making it go faster than what I am actually doing. I just go right past the cop. All of a sudden I'm like, shit, yeah, he's pulling out. You know why I pulled you over? I'm thinking speeding. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I kind of figured. I got 33s on here, so it's going to do a little faster. And she's like, oh, well, okay. We got off by the bumper stickers on my car. Because I had a bumper sticker that said, God, I fucking forgot what it was. And she's like, ah, it's funny shit.
No, they're never open at this late. It's past 12.
No, they're closed.
Nothing is open.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ba-dung. You pay for gas now.
Let's see. Stupid speeding tickets and stuff.
Oh, I tried to do that again, but I got a ticket for it.
Because the caps and eagles suck.
Oh, yeah. Stupidest thing ever, I was working at Palmer, and I was running a little bit late in the morning. Like, about 10 minutes behind. So I wasn't too bad. And I was living at my parents'. Highway H going into Coma.
What?
I don't want to closer to the mic.
Yeah. There. I'm on the flats. There's a car ahead of me about 100 feet.
Yeah.
And he's tailgating a car in front of him.
Cool.
Well, we get up to where it goes to two lanes, and the guy turns off, and I shift over and pass the slow-going car.
Yeah.
I get up to the top of the two lanes where it shifts back to one, and I see the Geneva Township pull a UE and come flying up on me. So I pull over preemptively.
Yeah.
Cop comes up and goes, we have reports that you were tailgating somebody through the flats. I'm like, no, officer, there was a car ahead of me that was brown, and there was the white one that I'm guessing is an off-duty officer. And he goes, how'd you know? I'm like, because you guys whipped the UE before I ever had a chance to do anything illegal. I need to see your license and registration. Why? Am I being detained, officer? Because I pulled over first, not under your orders. Oh, if you're going to be a smartass, I'll just have your car towed and put you in handcuffs. Go ahead, officer. I dare you. I will want to see your dash cam for the illegal activity that I did. Don't tailgate in around here again. Anyway, I just drove away. Like, yeah, screw you, dude. That off-duty officer had no right to call. He pulled up behind the cop and said, "Yeah, that's the guy who was tailgating." Oh, it couldn't have been me. Let me see the dash cam of me doing illegal stuff. Yeah, they couldn't produce it. They weren't gonna get me.
$200 ticket to a 20 over to 55. Or
yeah, 20 over to 55.
We were late for work one day because I'm sitting there like, God damn it, we're gonna fucking be late. And my buddy's like, dude, I am sorry. Going down the highway, doing like, you know, the speed limit now is like 70.
But back then it was 65.
No, it was 70 this time.
Oh, so it's pretty recently.
Yeah. And, like probably last year, I think it was. And, I'm sitting there doing like 85 down the road. And, we get to the part, you know, where they're doing the construction, all that shit.
Right underneath NN?
Yeah, NN and 43.
Yeah.
We get to that point, and we're getting up to the spot where it starts to slow down to 55. I slowed down to 70. And I'm still going 70. As soon as we hit that spot where the cops sit, I look to my left and I go, fuck. I'm like, God, he's like, what? There's a cop sitting there.
Pulled out after you?
Oh, yeah. There was a semi next to me, so I'm like, I gotta get in front of the semi because then this cop can't get me.
Nope.
Semi pulled off to the side of the road. I get off, the cops turn his lights on. I'm like, fuck. So I pulled off, like, right after we get off the highway onto the 12 or whatever 67 that is. Yeah, we pull off to the side of the road. He goes, you know why I pulled you over? Yeah, I was speeding. Yeah, you're doing like 71 and a 55. And I go, yeah, do you have a reason why you're speeding? What time is it? It goes about, what was it, 4:45, I think, or 4:43. And I go, yeah, we're late for work now. Oh, okay.
Oh my god, that's almost as bad as my friend Aaron.
And I was like, yeah, if we hit that spot about 4:40, we'll be on time. No, I got a $200 ticket. God damn it.
My friend Aaron had a 92 V8 T-top convertible.
Ooh.
Or Camaro. Or,
ooh.
Yeah. And he was up on 94 heading towards Milwaukee from Chicagoland. And he said he had the cruise set at 120. He came up over a rise at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and said all he saw was the reflection of the sun off of the police tape of a state Wisconsin state trooper. And he just stood on the brakes. Like, he tire smokes, he had flat spots in his tire and everything. Locked him up.
Damn. Well, he creeps up and pulls over right in front of the state trooper. The state trooper gets out of the car, walks up to him, and without hesitation, Aaron goes, "What'd you get me at?" Before the state trooper can ask. State trooper goes, "I got you at 95, but judging from the tire smoke, you were going a hell of a lot faster."
Speaking of 90,
just wait. Well,
I was gonna say, the road we were just on, I got a story for you.
So Aaron gives his license and registration. About 5 minutes later, the cop comes back and goes, "Man, I'd take you to jail, but there's an accident about 5 miles up the road that they need me for. Here you go." And cop flies away. Cop takes off, and Aaron just cruises up there, gets to the accident scene, and as he's driving by, he sees the officer directing traffic, so he goes, "Meep, meep." But yeah, that's the greatest line I've ever heard to an officer. "What'd you give me at?"
Sounds where you just know you're busted, just like, "All right, let's do this."
You know you're screwed. You might as well do it.
So that, the road that we're on, I think it was O.
Yeah.
Me and my buddy, I think we were late for work or something like that. Or I was just fucking around. I was like, I want to see how fast I can get on this road. This was with my old Civic. The one that had the Frankenstein engine with the D15 block with the D16 head on it.
Okay.
And it was the manual one. And I'm like, fuck it, dude. I think it was, I wanted to see how fast it was. I'm like, "Hey, you don't mind if I speed on this road, do you?" And my buddy's like, "I don't give a fuck." So I'm like, "All right." Downshifted it 2 gears, started flying down the road. I was getting about 95 before I hit that church. And I'm sitting there and I'm driving down the road, and all of a sudden I'm like, "There's a light up there." All of a sudden I slow the fuck down, I get to 55. As soon as we pass that church, there's a cop sitting right there. I'm like, "Oh my god, I saw that light." Yeah, nope, got it up to 95 on that road. I clocked that. I think as fast as I got that car up to was 100.
Let's see. I got my 92 four-door Blazer up to 115. I got my 92 to 108.
I've got all my cars to 120, and I usually back it off after that point because it's just like, all right, I'm pushing my luck already as it is.
I think I got my 98 Jetta up to 125.
I was with
the Jeep was up to 100.
With Tony's friend Cody, he hit 143 in his Civic. It was a B18 block with a B20 head that had the VTEC conversion.
Okay, yeah.
Which is like 270 horsepower.
I can see it.
In a 98 Civic, I think it was. Two-door. He couldn't go faster because he didn't have big enough tires. He had the small, like, on the mag rims, like 14-inch tires.
Yeah.
They started ballooning because there was so much torque on the front end. At, like, 150, he said you could start feeling the car bouncing down the road. I'm like, 15? He goes, "Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure if I got solid enough tires, I could probably hit 160. Like, you're fucking crazy in a Civic. One stiff wind and you're in the wall and the car is nothing but broken parts. Yeah, just wait till I get my Integra built up."
Have you ever drove a motorcycle across the open bridge and a wind gust of wind hit you?
No.
That's the scariest fucking shit in the world. I go for the first time ever driving my motorcycle by myself, like, you know.
Out for a cruise?
Yeah, first time out for a cruise. Me and my dad go, we were going over 43 in Elkhorn, I think it was. And all of a sudden, a big gust of wind just pushes me. And the bike leans about 45 degrees at an angle. I'm like, "Oh, Jesus Christ!" And I'm going towards the wall. Yeah, that scares the shit straight out of you.
Let me guess, you had to change the seat and your underwear?
I had to change the duct tape. Actually, no, I had to duct tape over it, sorry.
I've never been on a motorcycle alone,
but I've seen, when I've been on road trips, motorcyclists being like 45 degrees to the ground, into the wind.
Oh, yeah. No, I think the most I've been without like a big gust, like just constant wind, is probably about 15 degrees. I can tell I'm leaning.
Yeah.
But yeah. Although my bike is light as fucking shit.
What do you got?
Well, Honda CM400E, but it's the guy's before me must have took everything off, and he chopped it into a little bobber.
Oh, okay.
So it's probably around, let's say, 400 to 500 pounds. Or, I don't know.
Not much.
You'd have to, like, pick it up and lift it. But yeah, no, it's light as shit. Which I like.
Never forget when I worked up in Menominee Falls in 2010. Guy had a stretched GSXR.
I've heard stories about stuff like that.
My cousin's roommate, Brad, bought a 700 Ninja, or so he thought. Guy couldn't get it running right. So Brad bought it for like $2,500. It only had like 1,900 miles on it. And the guy's like, yeah, I just can't get it to run right, no matter what I do. So Brad buys it, he takes it to his motorcycle friend, he's like, hey, can we repair this and get it running right, and I can flip it? Guy goes, yeah, let me take a look at it. Calls him back about 6 hours later, and he goes, dude, who did you get this from? Brad's like, some old guy. He said he couldn't get it running right, so I figured we could buy it and flip it. He goes, yeah, he can't get it running right because he's running the wrong plugs on it.
It's a bigger engine, isn't it?
What do you mean? He goes, come here, I'll show you. Brad goes over the next day. It wasn't a 700 Ninja engine.
It was a 1300.
Yes. The GSXR engine. He's like, yeah, here, go take it for a ride now. Starts it up, and that thing just purred perfectly. Like, what'd you do to it? He's like, oh, I put the proper plugs in. He's like, what do you mean? Goes, oh, it's a GSXR motor. Brad's like, what? Oh, yeah. Go take it for a drive. So Brad takes it out, comes back. He's like, you got a rear tire that'll fit this? He's like, yeah, I got one. $400 and your front tire will slip out before this one does. Let's put it on. 2 weeks later, they had just gotten done repaving H out of Como towards Elkhorn.
Yeah.
Brad was clocked at 168.
Oh.
He said he doesn't know how fast he was going. He didn't even see the cop. They didn't chase him. They mailed him the ticket, notifying that his license was revoked.
Wow.
Because suicide chase. The biker will more than likely die if they pull out after him. And by the time the cop gets even close to that, Brad was probably already in Elkhorn. I sat on that bike and started it up, and I was scared. Because I've sat and started my dad's 550 Honda Silverwing. And it was like, okay, this thing's purring like a kitten. No, that GSXR wanted to go, and wanted to go fast.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. We're all at Bob's house.
It's now 20 to 1, Saturday morning. F&M is over.
Oh.
23 hours.
Shit, I thought we were off at F&M. Whatever. See y'all.